This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest of the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon from London, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm good, Johnny. Good to be back.
And it is, of course, the first Friday of the month, which means it is non-farm payroll day. US jobs, of course, and some interesting data out today. Employers in the United States added more than 300,000 jobs last month. That is the biggest gain in almost a year. The jobless rate has also fallen to 3.8%. So that is a stronger than expected number, that number of 300,000. And that could, of course, delay cuts to US interest rates. I don't think markets were expecting this number, were they?
No, this definitely is a surprise. And it's weird, Johnny, because we've gone back and forth between good news is good news, bad news is bad news, and it's been, bad news is good news. We've just jumped around. Well, today, as you mentioned, a huge jobs data point came out. 303,000 jobs, unemployment rate went down, wage growth came in as expected. The takeaway here is that, again, jobs data is strong, and this has been a theme that has pushed back on the idea of rate cuts many times, but it really hasn't cracked. We haven't seen the labor market, move to 4% inflation, unemployment rate go up to 4%. We haven't seen that. And meanwhile, inflation is challenged by these strong jobs data points, right? Because if everybody's getting employed, everybody's getting wage growth, like that is inflationary in its nature. A really strong jobs data point. And you mentioned also, of course, the key thing there is that could push back on the idea of rate cuts coming in soon. We can see that very present in the dollar index. And of course, you can see it even more clearly when you pull up individual currencies against the dollar, like the euro, right? The dollar's strong against the euro today. Same thing with the pound. These things are moving pretty aggressively because now we're seeing perhaps a divergence. Now, next week, we get central banks in Europe reporting. I believe we get the Swiss National Bank. And with these central banks, the question is now, are they going to truly diverge from the Fed where, despite, economic data coming out strong in the U.S., is that going to lead to other central banks continuing to cut rates or be dovish anyways? And if so, that's where you can get some really interesting moves in the currency world. Oftentimes, we talk about if you get a very diverging story in terms of central banks, that's going to get interesting. And one thing to touch on is, of course, the hawkishness that kind of resurfaced yesterday. We heard from a lot of Fed officials, and some of that hawkishness resurfaced, and that could be something to think about.
Yes, you mentioned some hawkishness from the Fed, particularly one member, Mr. Kashkari. What did he actually have to say?
Yeah, so I think that you have to remember when talking about Fed officials that they're not always uniformly thinking the same thing. And it's actually kind of surprising to think that of the group, traditionally conservative in his willingness to talk about dovishness, Jerome Powell seems to be kind of the dove in the room. Some of the other ones pushing back on rate cuts, saying that, a lot of officials have kind of said, inflation's still an issue. But what he kind of really pointed out to the market that was escalating was inflation is an issue, and if it stays an issue, we may need to not cut rates as quickly. That was kind of of course, that's paraphrasing massively, but the idea is basically we don't have to cut rates this year. We don't have to do anything. We can just pause if we need to. And that's, again, kind of a difference in narrative from, what we've heard from Jerome Powell, which is basically, even though inflation's kind of sticky, they still think they can get it under control and that there's risks to the other side of keeping rates too high for too long. So it brings balance, I guess, to the story. And at that time, the S&P 500 sold off, of course, rightfully so, right? The market is very positioned right now for rate cuts. And if that story is threatened, that, of course, can be an issue. That sold off yesterday. It was over 1% down on the S&P, despite coming very close to all-time record highs. So big reversal yesterday.
Before we talk about next week, Nick, I wanted to ask you about conversations that have been going on over the last few days regarding the possible inclusion of the Ukraine in NATO membership. Has this made markets a little bit concerned, or possibly the other way around?
So yesterday, Johnny, I was in my office with some of my team members. We were sitting around, and all of a sudden, we have the markets up on our screens, and this S&P 500, no news, no schedule, anything that we could see in terms of like the economic calendar. Suddenly, we see the stock market dropping, and at the same time, oil's going straight up, and gold is spiking. And at the same time, someone points out in the office, hey, Lockheed Martin is up right now, which is, of course, involved in creating aerospace technologies and, of course, military contracts and things like that. So all of this is happening at the same time. Sure enough, what we find out is that the U.S. Secretary of State, Blinken, says, I think that's how you say his name, I'm not actually sure, says Ukraine will become a member of NATO. Now, of course, he doesn't make all the decisions, but that it, just like the hawkish Fed member, any outlier to the narrative or it adds like a flavor to the pot, if you will. So this came out, a video surfaced of him with the, I believe it was the defense minister or defense secretary for Ukraine. And they were standing together talking about how progress is being made towards Ukraine becoming a part of NATO. Is that going to happen? I don't know. But the point is, the market trades off of probabilities and concerns about things that could happen. So it was a very clear, sell-off in the stock market. At the same time, oil shot up. Now, this is also already in a fragile area with everything going on in the Middle East. I mean, there's just tension abroad. So adding more tension to the picture in any way, of course, has things on the move. Oil, I believe Brent crude hit $90 a barrel. And we also see that U.S. oil currently trading around 86, but it had hit almost 80. It hit 87. So, WTI, that is. So we saw a big jump in energy prices. Gold continues to stay elevated. I mean, as the time of us recording, gold is trading at 2,302. If it were to close right now, that would be an all-time record high against the US dollar. It seems, Johnny, that tension is high in the global stage. And of course, thoughts and prayers that things do resolve peacefully, because it is a tough time. But it does seem like escalation, whether it be Taiwan, China, Ukraine, Russia, Israel, Hamas, and now Iran in the picture. I mean, there's just so much going on, and it continues to put pressure on the commodities market and a little bit of risk concern in equities as well.
Let's, before we let you go, talk about next week. We've had a shorter working week here in the UK and across some of Europe and in the United States as well. So a full working week next time around. What are you looking out for?
So next week, the big one, the obvious one, is of course on Wednesday. We have just a back-to-back big news day where we have, in the morning, we have CPI out of the US, which is big. Shortly after, we hear from the Bank of Canada on their interest rate decision, as well as a press conference. So that's a major central bank reporting. And then, of course, to follow at 2 p.m., we have the FOMC meeting minutes, which, of course, will also be very important because there's a little bit of a gap here until we hear from the Fed again. So that will be probably all eyes on that. And then, Thursday, you have the PPI and the ECB press conference. So it is certainly a loaded week next week, and we'll be here, of course, to cover it.
Excellent. Trader Nick in the United States, thanks for joining us today, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Johnny. See you next time.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.